Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come into your place of listening this beautiful day, wherever you may be. I trust that you're looking up to the Lord. If you ain't, you will. Man, the Lord has been mighty good to us. God spared us. God let us have this good country to live in, and let us see His blessings upon it, though they are swiftly being taken away by the mighty hand of God because of our wickedness. But I'm glad that God has done. I'm glad to be living in the day that we're in today. As I heard an old preacher say one time about a foot race, he said, I'd rather be now at the end of it as at the beginning. Amen, because in the beginning you've got all that to go through, running and being tired and wore out. But when you get down at the end, you're ready to go across the finish line. And I'm glad to be in the time that we're in, because we are getting real close to the finish line. So I trust that you'll be much in prayer for us. Pray for our nation. Pray for our preachers. Pray for our people of God, that they will wake up to reality. Amen. If it's not gone too far and God's not let the nation go, a lot of people say God won't do that, but if you'll read Romans chapter number 1 and Proverbs chapter number 1, then you can come back and tell me that. The Bible said in Proverbs there'd become a time when God would laugh at us. Then in Romans chapter 1, there's three different times God said, and he gave them up, and he gave them up, and he gave them over. And I know we're being taught today that God won't do that, but this Bible I have laying before me says he will. And reading a little piece of paper yesterday where the scripture says, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded he's able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. And I know whom I have believed. Most people put that in, I know in whom I have believed, but that word in is not there. But I know whom I believe, and that's God. This is his book right here, and I believe it and trust that you do too. We can tell by reading in it that we are getting down close to the end. We started a couple of weeks ago on a message about three floods, and we've got a couple of them. The flood of sin, the flood of grace. Now we're going to preach this week, God being a helper, on the flood of judgment. Now that's something that people don't want to talk about no more, is the judgment of God. Most you'll just listen to what people are saying. Most everybody is preaching around the judgment. There is not going to be a judgment. But you notice in God's handiwork and working back through the Bible, you'll notice every time before he sends judgment for destruction, he'll always send warning judgment. And I know disasters in this world has always been. Over that tower, Siloam fell on them 18 and killed them. But I'm persuaded and thought a lot about it this past few weeks. And I believe the judgment really started on America in 2001 on 9/11, when God let them planes fly into the towers up in New York. I believe God's judgment, warning judgment, began to fall on this nation right there. Because you'll notice ever since then, it's been one disaster right after another. And people being killed, God is a warning, folks. Amen. But one day, he's going to stop that, and then he's going to send judgment on this earth. I'd say even in Noah's day, whenever God had Noah, and the Bible said he was a preacher of righteousness, I'd say he was sending out, amen, judgments of warning to the people then. But they'd pay no attention to it. But when God finally got his gut full of it, got all he wanted, he put a stop to it then. Now it's going to happen again sometime. Everything that we know it has got a beginning has also got an end. Amen. My life had a beginning, it's going to have an end. Your life had a beginning, it's going to have an end. Amen. You buy a new car, it had a beginning where they put it together, but somewhere it's going to wind up, there's going to be an end to it. Every tree that's ever grown on this earth, except the one that's standing now, it had a beginning, and they've had an end. And everything's going to have an end. This earth that God made, it had a beginning, and it's going to have an end. I don't care what man may say, I read in this book. Amen. Lord, help me just a few minutes. I'm going to bring it out to you. But let's look again in Proverbs, and I want to look at it again to see where our problem is. Amen. I mean, Jeremiah chapter number 17, I'm going to read there, then go back to Proverbs. Jeremiah 17 and verse number 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and who can know it? And it goes on and said, now the Lord search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Now that is our problem right there, is the heart of man. I don't care what no man says. We can blame it on the president. We can blame it on the county government. We can blame it on the schools. We can blame it on whatever we want to blame it on, but it is coming from the deceitfulness, wickedness of man's heart. God said it was desperately wicked, so the heart is our problem today. And there's only one thing, or one remedy for it, and seemingly we're turning every which way but towards that. Amen. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 16, in verse number 1, the preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Amen. So that is what our only hope we have is for God. In the day that we're in is to pray that God will get in the hearts of man. Amen. And change them. You'll find back and Genesis chapter number 6 where the Bible said and God saw that the wickedness of man on the earth was great, and every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Now that's what caused the problem in Noah's day. How was the imagination of men's heart was on evil continually. That's all they ever studied about. And you look at our generation today as a whole, all they're studying about, amen, is evil continually. The more evil that we can get things, I seem like the more satisfied we are. But I'm telling you, friend, God looked down, he saw this, and when he got enough of it, amen, that flood of sin, he got enough of it, then he sent the flood of grace. And thank God the Lord told Noah to build the ark, amen, for the saving of him and his house. But then after Noah got the ark built, God got him in the ark, amen. And the Bible said then in the verse number 17 of chapter number 6 of Genesis, and he said, and behold, I do bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life. Amen. From under heaven and everything that in the earth shall die. Now when God gets enough, friend, God's going to judge. Amen. He seen the wickedness of man. Amen. And he sent grace to Noah. But when he got to grace to Noah, got him a place to preserve him, amen, then his wrath was kindled against the rest of the people. I want to say this, amen, I'm glad God has made an ark for the people today. Thank God, and that is the cross of Calvary. How the Lord Jesus Christ, if you'll get there, amen, when the judgment of God does fall, you'll be in a safe place. Amen. I bless your heart. But if we go ahead and continue to live in the way we're living, and thank God's a great big bundle of love, and He'll never judge this world. Friend, I tell you what, you're headed right straight to meet God head on in judgment. And God will judge this world in righteousness by that man, Jesus Christ. Friend, there's coming a day when God is going to get enough of this wicked mess that's going on today. And God is going to judge in righteousness of this world. Hallelujah. And I'm glad, thank God, that I come in the door when the Lord gives an invite to me. I come in through the door by the cross through the blood in the safety of the ark of God. Amen. We can say what we want to. We can preach what we want to. We can pick out any scripture we want to. But I've got news for you. Amen. I'm going to read something to you, man, out of 2 Peter. Amen. It's not my hiding. It's not my opinion. And you can put it where you want it. Or tear it out of your Bible. It don't matter with me. What you do about it, I'm just going to say what God said. The Bible said here in verse 18, but with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wives and thy sons' wives with thee, and everything of all flesh, two of every sort, shall thou bring in the ark, how to keep them alive with thee, and thou shalt they shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, too, of every sort, I shall come unto thee, how to keep them alive, and thou shalt take unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather to it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thank God, and you listen to the next verse. The Bible said in verse 22, I thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Amen. So I'm telling you right now that God, thank God, in a time of ignorance, I winked at wickedness, but now he commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Amen. I'm telling you, we better get to being like Noah. We better take heed to the word of God and the voice of God. And we better find us a place to repent and turn, be delivered from our wickedness. I hear the preacher back there. Let's take this past week of a preacher preaching, and right at the end of his message, he made a statement that really stuck in my heart. He said, now we get up, and preachers get up and preach, and we hear the preacher, and we hear the preaching. Amen, talk about what a good job he done of preaching. Amen, and hear every bit of it, but never hear God. Amen. How we're living in a generation today. Thank God, when a man preaches, hey, say, boy, ain't he a preacher? preaching. How didn't he preach a good message? I never hearing the voice of God in the preaching. I'm telling you what we need to hear is the voice of God. Hey man, we've got this. Our soul winning crowd today. Hey, God said you go out and just win them on the street corner of the gas pump. Hey man, everywhere else. But unless a sinner hears the voice of God. Hey man, gets under Holy Ghost. Our conviction. And God shows him the wrath of God. Hanging over his head. Unless he repents. The flood of judgment is going to come on him. Friend, listen to me. How this world is setting right. It's a reeling to and fro. Hey, Isaiah said, like a drunk man, the sin is so wicked on this earth today. But we're not hearing how the voice of God, how that God is going to judge of this world in righteousness. I don't know, somehow or other we got the idea we're going to get around judgment. I don't know where you get that at unless you get it out of the Bible. Because it sure ain't in it. Amen. The Bible speaks of, thank God, many that are asleep in the earth shall hear his voice and shall arise. Thank God, the Bible teaches us, some shall be, when it comes, judgment come, some's going to be everlasting life, and some shall have everlasting shame and contentment, everlasting damnation. Friends, you hear me. There's never been a soul on the face of this earth, even as Sodom and Gomorrah today is in the flames of hell. Right now, according to this Bible, I have led before me, Sodom's in hell right now. But God told the Pharisees and Sadducees, he said it's going to be more tolerable on the day of judgment for Sodom and Gomorrah than it was that generation. The Bible said death and hell is going to be give up the dead. Hey, God, that's going to be judged and cast into the lake of fire. How you hear me, friend? How there's a judgment day. How just as sure as I'm standing here, there is a judgment day coming. And everybody is going to appear before God. Now you believe what you want to. You can be like Herbert W. Armstrong if you want to. I heard him say many years ago there's going to be ice skating in hell. You can believe that if you want to. It don't matter with me. Amen. But God bless your heart. I'd say, amen, right now he'd change his tune. How about that ice skating in hell? I'd bless your heart. I pray for you judging him? No, sir. I'm not judging nobody. Have a let's look now at 2 Peter, chapter number 3. Now let's see what God said. But beloved, be not ignorant, verse number 8, ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Other words, time don't mean nothing to God. Amen. God bless your heart. And the Bible said the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He didn't say all be a soul winner. He didn't say all walk down the Roman road. He didn't say all I joined the church. He didn't say all Amen. Be baptized so many times. Right here in Weiss Lake till every tadpole knows your name and every number on your social security card. But God said to repent, friend. That's what God requires. In the day we're in today, that old time Holy Ghost, how repentance is being lost in the day we're in. Now God said it wasn't His will that any should perish, but that should all should come to repentance. But now you listen what the Bible said, but the day of the Lord will come. Amen. This is Bible, friend. I'm reading it right out of this King James Bible, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away, with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now you deny God's word if you so mind to. You can say it don't mean that if you so mind to. It don't bother me one bit. Amen. But all I'm going to do is stand before God and give an account to warn you that the day of the Lord will come. Amen. And Joel, I believe, is prophesied. Amen. The sun will refuse to shine, and the moon shall be turned to blood. I believe you'll find it again in Acts, chapter number 2. Where the day of the Lord, before the coming of the day of the Lord, amen, the sun's going to refuse to shine, and the moon's going to turn to blood. I bless your heart. I don't care what man thinks, what he says, that's what God says. Thank God there's coming a day when God is going to judge how this world, for the what she's a doing, how she's a disobeying Him at the sin, how that she's a living. Now you listen to what the Bible said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Don't all y'all say amen at the same time. Now you can deny this book if you want to, but this is what the book said. And to which the heaven shall pass away. And Isaiah said the heaven would roll up like a scroll. Ain't God in Revelation, the Bible said the stars would fall like a tree casting their untimely fruit. Now you can say what you want to, but that's the Bible. Amen. Heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. That's what the Bible said, friend. Amen. God seen a flood of wickedness, flood of sin. Thank God for the last 2,000 years since Christ was crucified. God has had a space of grace at every one of us. If we're not hard-hearted and stiff-necked, has had an opportunity to repent. How this time is a-coming. Amen. Lest you repent, it's a-coming if you do repent. How this time's a-coming. Ain't God ain't enough preachers in America to stop it from coming. But the thing is, friend, thank God will you go on the left hand into hell. How will you go on the right into life everlasting? How Jesus Christ is the only one, thank God, that shed His blood and give you a change out of mist, of the flames of hell. Judgment ain't going to go away. It didn't go away in Noah's day. Thank God it ain't going to go away in our day. Seeing then, now listen to it. And the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Amen. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be? Amen. In all holy conversation and godliness. And that word conversation, and it means lifestyle. And God means for us to live a holy lifestyle. Amen. Take it or leave it. It don't bother me. I'm fixing to go home. Amen. And with my clean hands, thank God, and a clean heart toward God. Because I'm preaching out of His book. Amen. Looking for the hastening coming, amen, of the day of God, where the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Amen. But here's what I like. Half of them that's born again, washed in the blood, thank God, been to Calvary, repented of their sins, I've been born again. I can't, brother, I preach that too much. How that God, I can take a sinner, thank God, is filthy, deserving of hell, amen, and black, and filthy as sin is, and wash him in something as red as the blood of Jesus, and make him as white as snow. Amen. But look now what he said about this. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now, it didn't say a rebuilt heaven, a reconditioned heaven. It didn't say a rebuilt earth, a reconditioned earth. Amen. You can take an old 57 Chevrolet car and get it out of the junkyard, rust it out. Amen. Take it down to the body shop, and some men can do some mighty good jobs. I keep that thing in there a few days, a few months, and when it comes out, it looks like it ought to be in the showcase down at the Chevrolet place. But you know what you've got? You still got an old 57 Chevrolet. But God bless your heart, that's the same way of this earth. God's going to burn her up, he said. Then he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteous. Hallelujah! I'm glad that God gave me enough sense how to read the Word of God and believe Him for what He said. How God said the heavens I was going to melt with fervent heat. Earth and the works therein going to be dissolved, done away with. I believe what God said. And God said there will be a new heaven and a new earth wherein how dwelleth righteousness. Thank God, that's what how the saints of God are looking for. Who wants to live here in this corrupt, how dirty, filthy place? I've been defiled from sin, by sin. Every inch of it has been defiled. Amen. Thanks be to God, I once was a bondage of sin. I want to go to a place where there's peace and joy and righteousness forevermore, and you'll never find it on this earth. Amen. Don't everybody say amen at the same time. I know this goes again what a lot of people preach, but this is Bible that I'm looking at. Nevertheless, we, according to the promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteous. Beloved, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. Now that's what God's telling us. Get born again. Noah's generation didn't get by the judgment of God in this generation. I'd say there were some preachers in Noah's day, amen, beside him. I'd say they had a few false prophets in his day. I'm saying, don't believe that old man. Amen. He don't know what he's talking about. Hey, man, God meant for us to live it up and have a good time. But when I believe when that ark, Noah got in that and the fountains of deep begin to break up. Hey, man, and the clouds begin to hover around, it begin to rain. When the judgment of God begin to fall, I believe you could hear fingernails a scratching on the outside of that ark of wanting in. I bless your heart, you're going to hear it again. On the day of judgment, people, God said every knee's going to bow, every tongue's going to confess, and it's going to be a day of prayer meeting, but it'll do no good when the judgment of God gets here. We'll turn it back to Brother Jones.